Once more, welcome, and on this class, we're going to start standing. A beginning of being upright in your body and standing. And once you get in there, into that position, soften the knees, as I always go to, just a little gentle bend through the knees. Standing upright, but in a relaxed way if you can. Taking some time to feel balanced or feeling the lack of balance in your standing posture. Any unnecessary holding, so bringing your attention to the feelings of standing. Consciously standing, so a weight perhaps in the shoulders or sensations in the face or sensations in the belly, multiple sensations really just emanating from your body, and your job is to turn towards them and register them and know that they're there. Being aware that you are standing and the sensations moment to moment. And we're going to start with a little bit of shaking just to loosen up a little bit. So we're going to start with the wrists and fingers. Have the arms by the sides if they're not down there already. And just lightly open the fingers just a little way and start to shake out the fingers and the wrists. The arms will naturally follow that shaking, but fingers and wrists, a little bit of a shake. Observing. And observing the sensations as you create the sensation. So shaking fingers. And just notice the sensations, of course, paying attention to yourself. Using these times to move your body deliberately. Maybe you feel the shoulders and a bit of shaking happening in other parts of the body, in the neck or the shoulders or the tummy. And then bend the elbows a little bit more and still shake the hands and the wrists and the fingers. Still shaking, but bending the elbows, shaking the hands down, shaking the arms, going a little bit more of a chaotic sort of shake now with the arms. So bending the elbows if you want. You can always keep it with the wrists and fingers if you want to, but a bit of a shake. Shaking the arms, shaking fingers, shaking the shoulders. If the shoulders and arms are fine, you can take the arms up above you and shake the fingers and the wrists, or just shake it all about. Any direction, any pattern, feel the sensations and make them. Breath will lift up, heartbeat will lift up. Shaking, shaking, shaking. Unless it's awkward or pain-making. And then minimize the movement so you can be really attentive to listening and feeling what's true for you. Take some moments to gently let the arms again flow or come down by the side, so letting the shaking subside, but observing the feedback once the arms have stopped. The blood flows up. A lot more tingling on the extremities. Now bring attention again down to the feet this time, down to the legs, the anchor to the earth, the connection to the feet and the earth. And balance, if you can, just shift a little bit more weight deliberately onto that left leg and left foot. And if you're okay with your balance, explore lifting the right foot a little off the ground, and if you can, keep that right foot off the ground and shake that right foot a little bit. Shake the ankle and the foot, sort of balancing on the left leg. Now, anytime you lose your balance, and invariably some of us are good at balancing and some of us are not so good, don't give yourself a hard time. When you lose your balance, shift your weight onto the right leg and right foot and give the left leg a bit of a shake. So you can go from side to side. If you're really good at that first balancing, so if you're still on that left side, fantastic. Still shaking that right foot. Doesn't matter if you change foot, but just shaking the right foot or going from side to side. Just shaking the ankle, a little bit more of the leg even. And if your balance is really fine, instead of shaking the foot a little bit out to the front, try taking the leg a little out to the side and shaking. Or taking the leg a little bit behind you and shaking, which is far more challenging, by the way. Remember, it's a practice of shaking and balancing and patience with yourself at the same time. You can just change the legs when you need to. Balancing on one leg, just shaking the foot and the ankle. Foot can go out to the front and shake it, foot to the side or foot behind you. Doesn't matter. Explore what works for you in shaking that ankle, foot and leg. Just shaking. The challenge of balancing is always going to be a challenge. In concentration, in eyesight, and practicing. The more you practice things, the easier they get. Repetition. Let again once more both feet find the earth. Bringing attention to both legs being steady now. Closing the eyes or keeping them open. And taking some conscious breaths through the nose with its inbuilt filters, feeling the body, checking in with your mind, acknowledging yourself, feel yourself in the moment. Moment to moment, you might feel one thing in one moment. Next moment, different sensations, life flows and changes, comfortable and the uncomfortable, spacious and the intense, coming and going. Now keep the feet on the ground and open the eyes. Now we're going to do a little bit of swinging and twisting. So if you can, arms a little out from the sides and just swing the arms around towards one side. So twisting the head and the shoulders and swinging the arms around that way and then swinging them around the other way. So turning the shoulders and the head, swinging the arms side to side. Feet stay forward, knees a bit unlocked, bit of a twist and a swing. Let those arms roam, twisting the head and the shoulders, arms. If you can, just let the arms flow. It doesn't have to be a fast movement, and especially if you're a bit stiff, just gently allowing the body to awaken comfortably without forcing or trying to rush into it, as we often do, wanting things to be different. Just twisting and twisting from side to side, feeling those in the neck and the shoulders and any stiffness or tight particular locations when we move the body. Sometimes it's comfortable, sometimes it's not so comfortable, swinging. If you're really fine in the arms and shoulders, take the arms more out from the sides, arms locked out sort of in a cross position and twisting and swinging the arms, keeping them in that position. Otherwise, the arms could be quite loose, just twisting the body side to side, or stronger option, keeping the arms rigid and swinging, twisting from side to side. Fast, slow, intense, or gentle. Explore what it means to do the twist. Explore what it means for the waist and the tendons of the knees. Even though the feet are forward, you can twist as much of your body as if you're on a ride. Take some time if you can to find a bit of flow. Slow down momentum if you haven't done already. Slow down to come into a sudden stop or gradual easing into a softer stop. Some people like to stop suddenly, some of us like to go slower, slower and then stop. What's your mood like? Now, once the shoulders and the arms have stopped moving, we'll do a little bit of neck rolling. So firstly, tune into the tension of the shoulders, tension of the neck and the throat. If it's safe to do so, and only you know if it is or it isn't a movement that you're okay to go to. Gently allow the face to tip down towards the earth as if you're sort of casually looking straight down or towards the ground. And almost in slow motion, because your body is less reactive if you choose the option of going slowly, so you're looking down, roll the chin a little bit towards that right shoulder area and pass the right shoulder, even if it's an inch. And any moment you want to stop and go back the other way and down, you're welcome to. Or if you're happy to, just journeying the chin up and around, across the sky or down across the chest and around. And if you can, be really alive to conscious movement, which could be sharp, tight movements in the neck, could be gentle, so choose slow until you really know what happens in your body. Keep it safe, rolling the chin up towards one shoulder and around, or just down from one shoulder, rolling the chin across to the other shoulder and back again, so the lower arc, or doing like a big orbit with the chin and neck, full circles. What's it mean for your body to explore this? Are there certain areas that are no-go, forbidden areas because of discomfort or pain? And honor those places. You don't need to suddenly open them up, and maybe your body just needs to be that way for these moments. Obviously, it's nice when everything's working well, but if you have a body and you're getting older, things do change, and working with the conditions, for better or for worse, working with the conditions, being kind to yourself by observing what you can and cannot do. Rolling, feeling the reactivity in the shoulders, taking some moments to breathe and to be aware of the self-soothing sensations of feeling the breath and the body and the clothing and the sensations of a deliberate movement. Does the movement get a little easier as you journey? Or does the movement get into more intense areas and tense sensations? And if you find the reactivity is moving in a position that doesn't feel right, simply stop. Choose a different option. Don't do the action. All up to you. Not my body. Be in your body. Listen. Take care. Be aware, hear. Let again yourself come back to that middle place, back into letting the head balance on the shoulders. Bring the palms of the hands into a prayer position now. Bring the hands together in a prayer position, the thumbs sort of lightly touching the chest. And from here, would you flow the arms up towards the sky? Keep the hands together, but lift the arms up. Take them up as far as you can. And at some stage, separate the hands, both arms going around and down and on their each respective side, so like big wings. Arms flowing down, arms coming down towards the hips, and then sweeping back towards the belly, the hands. And at some stage, connecting those palms again, flowing the hands up past the middle of the chest and chin, through the middle of the face and up. Taking the arms up and around and down. And as the arms come down, can you bend your knees? Arms coming down, bend the knees. As the hands come together and as the hands flow up towards the sky, straighten the legs. So if you can, maybe feet hip-width apart. Feet can be together, knees can be together, or feet and knees apart. As the arms come down, I want you to bend your body, bend the knees, lower the buttocks a little bit, work into the legs. When the hands come together and the hands go up towards the sky, come into your normal standing position, or straighten the legs a little bit more. Both arms flowing, connecting in the midline, going up, separating at some stage. If the next sign is those hands go up, look up towards the sky, look up towards the hands. As the arms come down, let the head roll down, bending the knees, lowering the body a little bit, lowering it a centimeter, squatting down as deep as you want to. Keep that movement going, but change direction with the arms. So when the hands come together, take the hands past the face, down past the throat, down past the belly, and then open the arms out to their own sides like big wings, flow the arms up to the sky. When the hands come together, when you're in that part of the rotation, that is, when the hands are coming down again, bending those knees, lowering the body, using as much of your body as you can. Tuning in, moving, awake to yourself through practice. When those arms again happen to be on that loop of coming down, take some moments to leave the standing space and to find your body and to bring yourself back to lying back down, or to come to lying down maybe for the first time today. Lie in the back in Shavasana or your chosen lying down position, whether it's Shavasana or a different position. Shavasana meaning arms a little out to the sides. In a resting position, the arms, a resting position for wrists and shoulders, a resting position for buttocks and legs, legs long like a V shape. Bring yourself into passive mode once you've found the lying down position. Notice any aches and pains and just allow the body to emit what it needs to say to you. Tune into the language of your body, stopping on the ground, soft eyes, feeling the pulsings, feeling, listening to the sounds around, feeling your breathing, what's on your mind, listening with the sense of tuning in, not what you'd like to be happening, but what is happening, life, this mystery unfolding. If you choose to allow the belly to soften and breathe down, let the belly rise up as you breathe in. And allowing the body to do what the body does when you breathe out, not forcing anything into any direction as you breathe out. Soft belly breathing in, belly lifting a little bit, breathing out. Waiting for the body to breathe in, encouraging the in-breath. Breathing through the nose. Is your attention naturally, even though we're focusing on belly breathing, feel the body and the sensations in the body as you continue to focus on your belly breathing. Is there any particular lopsidedness in your body? Do the shoulder blades feel balanced as you lie there? Breathing through the nose. bring your attention now back to moving the feet and the knees into that space known as semi-supine. Those that know what that position means, you can move to it. If you don't know what it means, bend your knees, have your feet on the ground. Generally hip-width apart is the space, so knees bent but feet flat to the mat, flat to the earth. And hopefully you've got a comfortable mat underneath you. I hope you've got some space to the sides of your mat as well, not in a cramped position. The goal in yoga is to get a feeling of spaciousness, of connectedness. And when you do feel connected, you feel spacious, expanded. So it's helpful to have a practice space that is expanded and spacious. Widen the arms out to the sides a little bit. Not too wide, not a cross position. Just arms a little out from the body. Semi-supine, so deliberately, gently pull the belly in. So pull the belly in, push both feet a little into the ground. Feel your pelvis and just lift that pelvis and lower back a little off the ground. Let the buttocks and the pelvis come back to the mat and rest it down. So you're breathing deliberately, gently pulling the belly in, pushing both feet evenly into the mat and tilting the pelvis and lifting the pelvis like a chain, lifting the pelvis and the lower back. So we're not going into shoulder bridge, we're just lifting the pelvis up and down a little bit. So a repetitive pelvic tilting and lifting as you breathe out, pulling the tummy in first, lifting the pelvis up, a little bit of that lower back, maybe a little bit more of the mid back, but just little movements, please. Coming down and resting each time. Adjust the arms if you need to. Adjust your feet if you need to. Adjust your knees if you need to. But breathing out, deliberately flattening the belly and then pushing the feet and rolling that pelvis up. So the buttocks come off the mat. Buttocks, try and feel the tensing of the thighs and knees. Feel the effort. Next time you've lifted the pelvis off the mat, so you're floating, lifting that pelvis off the ground, can you keep it off the ground and draw circles, little circles? Either sway the hips a little bit from side to side, just gently, or circle the pelvis, little circles. So not doing big actions. Little smooth actions if you can. Both directions. Lower the buttocks deliberately, lower your effort making back to a patient middle space. So letting things down and again just allowing the body to emit, feeling the sensations of movement when you're not deliberately lifting or twisting or moving things, not shaking things, feeling the internal situation. What's the weather like in your body? Bend the knees up over your chest now. So feet off the ground and bend the knees up. And connect the hands to the knees. Holding each knee, one hand on each knee. Knees apart, please. Knees above the belly. We're going to do a little bit of knee circling, but we'll circle in this way. Both knees coming into your body, so coming closer, so making a bit more intensity. Knees coming in a little bit. You can stop anywhere you like. Doesn't have to be all the way in. You'll stop for sure. Open the knees out wide, so make a bigger space between the knees. So the hands take the knees out. Keep hold of those knees and then move the knees a bit further out from the body. As if you're just rolling the knees out a little bit. Move the knees back towards each other. Arms a bit straighter now. Guide the knees again back towards the chest or the chin, towards the belly, so knees coming into the body. making some intensity in the belly and pelvis and chest, opening the knees out, away from each other, both knees being guided in individual circles, feeling thighs, feeling tailbone, feeling back, feeling arms, feeling and guiding and moving, circling the knees. Smooth action, if you can make a smooth action, or is it a bit clunky? Is the hip feeling okay? Is the movement okay to go to? Smooth if you can, relaxed if you can. If you're fortunate to be able to move in a comfortable way. Go back the opposite direction, change direction. Out from the body, open the knees out wide, roll the knees back towards the armpits, close the knees towards the midline of the body, holding the knees all the way, you don't let go of those knees, hands on the knees, circling the knees around, rolling the knees. And then release the feet back onto the ground. Let the legs come down, back to semi-supine. Feet down, knees still bent. Slide the arms out to the sides, out to a cross position, please. Feet in semi-supine, arms out wide into a cross. Letting the arms soften into the ground. So not holding the arms, arms down in semi-supine. Tilt now, make sure you tilt your knees to the right, please. So angle like the windscreen wipers, both knees going down to the right. Just let them go down there. And once they go down to the right, pause there. So staying the knees to the right, which should be the right side. And that left arm, left hand, can you slide that left hand across your chest? So you need to bend the elbow, slide that left hand across the chest, down that right arm, so roll right across that left hand moving towards the right hand or past it if you prefer. Slide it across and then bring that left arm back again when you want to reverse the movement. Roll that left arm back out to its own side. And once it's come back, then move those knees which were to the right, roll them over to the left and down. And once they arrive there, let them stay. And then activate that right hand and slide it across the chest in a leisurely way, sliding that right arm down the left arm towards that left palm or past the palm, rolling the shoulder, rolling your head, letting the body move with the movement, going it across and back again, side to side. Using the whole body, first the knees go over to the side, then that opposite arm slides across you, sliding it back and forth. Rolling through the waist, rolling through the shoulders, rolling through your neck, letting the arms, letting the whole body go from side to side. can, when it's time for you, return back to middle. Move the arms back. Move, obviously, the shoulders and the chest and the hips and the knees. Everything back to neutral. Back into that middle place. Back into center. Finding center. Seeing what center offers when you come back. Once more, the offerings that are always happening when we stop. Again, would you bend the knees up over your chest? Bend both knees. Arms can still be in that cross position, so not holding onto the knees this time. Arms out in the cross position, knees up, unassisted if you're happy to be unassisted there. And semi-straighten both legs up to the sky. Semi-straighten, not intense straight, but semi-straighten. And the feet can be on any angle that you like. Arms on the ground in a cross position, feet up to the sky bar. And just exploring what feels right. Is it good to have the knees quite bent or to straighten those legs a little bit more? And just get into a position that you can easily handle and then hang out in that position. Just stop in that one position. Focus on your breathing. Focus on your body. And feel the change. Let your body take the stretch. You're not trying to force the stretch. You're not trying to focus on anything particularly to happen. Just allow the body to come into that one place if you can. And feel your breath over and over again. And if you can, deepen your breathing. Slow down your breathing. Feel free to hold those legs with the arms if it feels safer for you. If you naturally want to hold them, just go there. Not a problem. Listening, being intuitive. Honoring what you're noticing. And then bring the arms up. Catch hold of the left leg, please. Hold on to the left leg with both hands. Both legs are still up here, but you're holding onto that left leg. Lower the right leg down gently. Right leg, you're not holding onto, you're holding the left leg. Lower the right leg down to whatever degree you like. Keep the belly a bit firm as you do this, so pull the belly in. Lift that right leg back up towards the sky. Shift both hands onto holding that right leg comfortably. Zip up the belly a little bit. And lower the left leg, whether it's 5 centimeters, half a meter, or that left leg all the way down to the ground, onto the mat. You decide. The distance is not your goal, it's to be present to your body. Flow the leg up, shift the hands onto it, and lower the other leg. Just a little bit of core work, keeping the belly pulled in. Keeping the belly pulled in, holding the legs. Speed it up if you want. If you've got really good core strength, rest the arms on the ground and don't hold the legs and do the same action. Scissor the legs with a bit of core intention. Pulling the belly in, one leg stays up, other leg goes down. Scissoring. You can go slowly, very slow, you can go fast. At some stage, and most people will want to come into this pose of bending the knees at some stage, and just holding the knees gently again with the hands. Holding the knees, opening the knees. So keep going as long as you like, keeping that belly pulled in. You can do it with your head up if you want, so looking at the process. Not a problem. If it's right to go there, you just go there. When you want to stop, bend the knees and just hold the knees lightly, easily with the hands, and start to rock the knees from side to side, swaying, tipping your body from side to side, gentle rocking. Head down, holding the knees. So if you haven't stopped, come into this, bend the knees, hold each knee, knees wide apart, tipping and rolling over one side of the spine, rolling over the lumpy bit of the spine, rocking to the other side. If you can, collapse the knees into each other at the side. Let the knees and the ankles and the head roll that way. So whole body opening the knees wide, like a book opening through the center, and the book closing at the side. So if it's okay, let the muscles and the knees come closer at the side, sort of rocking right over, opening the knees wide through the middle, swaying from side to side. Head can journey with the action, or is it good to leave the head on straight? What's it feel like in your body? Remember, you can stop anytime you want. You can always pause. You're not fighting your body. You're doing movements to strengthen and open and feel more at home in your body, ideally. Looking after it, looking after your mind by being in your body and focusing on your breathing, bringing mental calm in there, offering a bit of space, feeling breath and body over and over again. Even if I don't say to feel your breathing, it's your job to remember that it's always there, always available. Just remembering to feel your breath and body. Moment to moment, rocking, swaying, tipping. Can you enjoy the movement? Or is the body quite achy, uncomfortable? Again, would you come into a soft center, let go of the rocking, if you're still rocking, that is, and come back into Shavasana or another resting position, a position that you'd like to go to, or Shavasana. Maybe that feels natural for you anyway. If you can, head in the center, have an open posture, and bring a little bit of openness to this space now. So once more, if you can, be an observer. Be alive to the inner world of your body sensations. And at the same time, being aware of the outside world, the sounds around. Not steering the experience, but open to the experience. Taking away the filters. What you'd like to happen, what you think should happen, and be open to life as it happens, inside and outside, moment to moment. I'm not asking you to breathe, I'm asking you to be aware. If breathing happens to be in your awareness, notice breathing. If an itch in that left eye catches your attention, notice that you're feeling the itch. If you find yourself hearing a sound outside, notice that you're listening. If you find yourself thinking about something, just notice that you're thinking. Your job is to be aware and open now, which is just what's happening. And to be aware that you are aware of my voice, of practicing, whatever catches your attention. Habitual patterns of body sensations might arise. Habitual thinking patterns might arise. Habitual feelings might arise. Just allowing space to unfold. This is the end of part A.